I'd like to welcome, we have some friends here this morning from, some new friends from St. Michael's, and we'd like to welcome them and read a passage they already heard this morning, too. We had this chosen ahead of time for the confession of sin. This morning, let me read to you from John chapter 16, beginning with the 7th verse. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. In this passage, we see some of the primary functions of God's Spirit. Many of you, I know, have for years on and off prayed for revival, revival in our land, revival in our churches, revival in our communities. And if we need revival and want revival, it has to start with one precise thing that is mentioned in this passage, and that is the Holy Spirit coming and convicting people of sin. It is a primary role of God's Spirit. Where God's Spirit dwells, there is the conviction of sin. And with that, the righteousness of God and his judgment that comes upon sin. That is what this passage is about. How God's Spirit comes to us in such a way that it reveals to us the wickedness of our own hearts. It convicts us of sin. This morning, let God's Spirit convict us of our own sin, of the sins of our communities, of the sins of our nation. And let us repent in our prayer. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus, as you send your Spirit to us, we know that he convicts us of our sin. And, oh Lord, as he works in our hearts, we confess our sin to you. That we have strayed this day and this week. That we have sinned against you, sinned against our neighbor, sinned against our family members. And, Lord Jesus, we repent of that sin. We turn away from it. We're convicted of your righteousness, your holiness, and your judgment upon sin. And as we confess it, Lord, we embrace your forgiveness. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, that your blood has washed us from sins, that we stand now righteous in Christ Jesus, that you have exchanged our sins and placed them upon yourself and given us the righteousness of Jesus. So, Lord, as we praise your name and bless you this morning, we give thanks that our sins have been removed from us as far as east is from west, and that you no longer count our sins against us. And so, Lord, as we're convicted of sin, we embrace your forgiveness and give praise in the name of Jesus this morning. Amen.